And we're back.
Hello.
Tony.
You, look what you made me do.
Make your decision. Sit with me or
the
sit with
star.
Mother.
Come here.
Ah. Always.
Always mother's lap.
He'll never sit with me. He sat with me one time.
Yeah. You need to attune to him.
I have.
But it's hard when mother's around because he'll always choose mother.
Like, he's teased me. He's, like, flirted with the idea of sitting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he sees that I'm really happy about it, it's time to go.
You come in a little hot.
That's okay.
And that's okay, but that's not how to get Tony to vibe with you. He wants to be the one to come in hot to you.
I just want him to know that
I... You have to stand in your bottom energy with Tony, and he's the top.
I certainly do. He's certainly in that, his top era.
He's a powerful top.
But I just can't, I want him to know, I don't care. I just want him to know that I like...
You want him to know that you
love him. And hold him and squeeze him.
He knows that, definitely.
And I won't stop.
Mm-hmm. He knows that, too.
So... Sorry,
you
Tone.
Know, don't you know? You know everything.
Yes. I think it's just because Mango, he just is a lap dog. So he's like.
Mango's kind of bottom energy. Mm-hmm. And then.
But also extreme top energy.
Yeah, he has
runs
certain flares.
He runs my fucking life.
Well, he this bottoms.
Week, he bottoms. He's
he
bottom with
from
Simon.
The bo- he tops from the bottom.
With me, he's a top.
Mm-hmm.
Simon is daddy. I'm mommy.
Mother.
My mummy. But. Simon's away this week, so it's just me. And Mango, thank you for everyone who's been asking how Mango's doing. He's very much on the mend. He hasn't coughed really at all. So I think it's fully run its course.
I love that.
So we can be grateful. But that means he's got energy back, and he's ready to go.
He's ready to serve cunt.
He's ready to serve cunt. I got him a new reindeer toy.
Love.
My mistake.
Because it squeaks too much?
I've been trying to find... I've gotten him toys that don't have squeaks, that just have the like
crinkle.
Crunch. But he wants the squeak.
He likes the squeak.
He'll look at me and be like, what the fuck is this shit? So I have to just give him a squeak and I have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. He incessantly squeaks a toy.
He does.
Yeah.
But
that's just the way the cookie crumbles with old Mang.
But, you know, it's a tall order to be a single mom who works too hard. That's
Tell
me
about
this week.
It.
I know.
That's me 24/7 just trying to provide for my son and give him a good life. It's fucking difficult. Everything
to be a
I
single
do,
woman
do,
in Los Angeles.
To be a single woman just trying to provide
I know
for
how
your
it feels this week.
Strong son. I know.
Mummy.
I had like a horrible moment the other day where I was like walking him and I was like, oh my God, he's 4, which means he's almost 5, which means his life could be partially over. Like, what if he hasn't had like a good life? Like, is he living life to the fullest? Like, what can I do to like make his life better? I want him to like look back. What is the next 5 years gonna? And then it just started like getting into
the gravitron started.
Yeah, a mortality spiral. And then I was like, okay, I have to like just divert my attention to something else. But that really was scary to me.
I imagine that's what it's like to be a parent of a human child, like at all times.
But you're
but
not,
you're like your goal
you're
is like
gonna die usually
that's
before
the goal.
Them. So
yeah.
Like you don't give birth to a child and then be like, I know the one thing I know is for certain
they will
is
die
that they will die before me.
Yeah,
that's like not the kind of contract you enter with a child.
The goal is like I have to die before my child.
Yeah, I simply must outlive or
not
they must outlive
yeah.
me.
But dogs, it's the curse of a dog is like cats are like can somehow live. Some cats live till they're like 40.
My mom's cat right now is 21 years old.
No.
Yes. Her other cat, Orangey.
She's legal.
Her favorite cat, he had to get put down recently because he had a really bad bone cancer in his leg. Oof. And like he was kept alive. Like his leg was like rotting off.
He was pet cemetery.
It was bad news. So
21?
Released. But Nico has stood the test of time. She's
a boy?
About to be 22.
Her name is Nico.
Nico.
I like that.
And she's very cute. She's so old. She has dementia. She's also deaf. She kind of like wanders around and like doesn't really know what's happening, but she's very sweet and like has the softest fur. But like she experiences body horror on a daily basis. Like over Thanksgiving weekend, my mom sent me. She was like, Nico's eye is bleeding. Can I send you a pic? And her eye was like, she was like, I think she has this weird eye cancer. And it's like where a cat's eye is like totally closed and there's like a tumor underneath. And I was like, oh my God. And then she took her to the vet and I was like, this might be it. Like, this might be when Nico like says night, night. And then the vet was like, no, she doesn't have cancer. It's just like she got a scratch. Put this ointment on. And we were like, damn. I was like, damn it. And so she sent me a photo of Nico covered in blood, like eye like bleeding out on the floor.
Did she scratch the...
I don't know. She must have like bumped something. She's fine now. Like her eye made a full recovery.
She's not going
anywhere.
My
mom literally sent... It was like a zombie cat. I was like, this is a horrific... This is a horror movie.
She's not going anywhere.
No, she's here to stay.
I love the doctor. No, she's great.
No, they were like, she's amazing. She's literally like 5 pounds of just bones and if fur you... and like... walking around like kind of demented, can't hear a thing.
Does she cuddle?
She does. And she like will just like randomly like throw up on stuff. Or like she'll, I think she doesn't have feeling in one of her back paws. So she'll accidentally like step in her own shit and like just be, have like a shit paw. Oh. She, my mom sent me a photo that really scared me. Like the eye thing, I was like, holy Christ. But like she was like, look what I just found. And it was Nico sitting in her own food bowl, like just kind of staring off into space, like her lit, like she was sitting,
she's in, sundowning,
she was sitting in a bowl of her own food. I was like, she has lost the plot.
I am riveted, but also like she could very well live till she's 25.
I know. I now
at
hope
this
that
point,
she lives and serves cunt until 30.
For some reason she's giving like Russian seer woman who lives in like the countryside of like Siberia and is like 130.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an there was a I mean there was that iconic woman from Russia that the Daily Mail wrote about years ago that was like, I pray every day to die and it won't happen. I feel cursed. And she's like 120.
That's
and she was
Nico.
Literally like, I cry out in agony for God to kill me every day and it never happens. And I was like, that is a life well lived.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach the point where you're begging to die, not in a suicidal way, but just in like, I haven't, what do I have to offer this world?
When your body is that old, I'm sure you do want to die because it probably hurts to be alive.
Nico should be studied. That's getting into like government shit.
It's a little bit government. It's
like what's happening.
We need to alert the CIA.
Did she eat something? Some like Oklahoma like radiation.
She was an outdoor cat for a long time. She was an outdoor cat basically all her life, and then she was like really fat for a while, but just like lived outdoors, and we would like have like a heated cat house for her, or like put a like a heated lamp in like a cabinet in the garage. And like she would sleep on a little blanket and she'd just fatten herself up. Sometimes she would try and crawl through a fence, but she'd be so fat she'd kind of scrape her stomach.
Oh my God, I love when cats crawl through bars.
I know, she crawled, but her stomach would scrape against it. So sometimes we'd have to like tend to her stomach scrapes.
Cats...
She was like chronically obese and then now moved indoors when my mom moved, like downsized, like in 2018, and has just been an indoor cat and has like outlived every Shane Hall's cat ever in existence
and has lost weight and is like snatched to the gods.
She is a bag of bones. She's skin and bones.
She is the Calista Flockhart of cats.
She literally is in her McBeal era.
I feel like for some reason cats aging is scarier than dogs aging. Like a cat, an old cat is like, and they live longer than dogs, so it's just, it's more common, but old cats are very like, whoa, it feels more ungodly than an old dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's something about the way they like their the body turns on them. Dogs, it's like just kind of sad and like they're like just like
they're
old fish.
Just lovable creatures.
But cats, they're like and like kind of demented and
their bones sink in more than a dog, than an old dog.
Yeah.
They get
like,
more hollow and sunken.
Just the way like they're always, I mean cats are always like sharp shoulder blades, like very
they're slinky,
like, you know, and so
when you're just a sack of bones slinking around,
yeah,
it feels uncanny.
I mean, I remember when, sorry to get sad, but I remember when Logan, my family dog, was on his way out, he had a tumor in his brain and he was by the end kind of like a wind-up doll that was just like his one eye was permanently closed and he was just kind of like, and he was just walking in circles.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
No, I know. And it was just like that. is so chilling to me.
Yeah,
it
I don't
like.
I don't want it to get to that point.
I think Tony will live a long life.
Let's hope.
He's very healthy.
Let's hope. Anyway. I finally watched the first episode of
The Garden.
What the fuck? The Garden, yeah.
Did you like?
I liked it.
Nowhere
near. It's nowhere near Mother God.
Well, obviously, but Nariah.
I know, but I miss her every day. Shout out to Mother God. You've joined the Galactics, and we see you, we hear you, we feel your presence everywhere.
Garden is kind of like Glastonbury, like permanently. Nariah is an icon.
She is.
She is. Do you agree with me that she potentially is like an FBI agent?
She could be.
Like.
Do you think, though, that, like, she had the face tattoos before or after joining the CIA?
I think after. I think they're fake. I think they they're a fake. It's just, she's too on the nose.
I like her bringing, like, I love the spirit. There's nothing that darks me out more than the thought of joining a group of people that we all have to share everything and, like, live in dirt shacks and poop in outhouses and, like.
And then all those people hate you.
Living in a no, I'd prefer it that way. They leave me the fuck alone. But like to like wake up with true theater troupe energy.
It's Station 11.
There's nothing worse than waking up in a dirt pile and then hearing that ginger freak yammering away on TikTok. Can you even imagine? You have to be insane to put up with Tree. You have to be so.
How about who he's married
out?
To? She's dark. Do you agree with me that like, yeah. So, yeah, like that, like kind of. She's kind of like, I'm a cool girl. Like I was. Just you wait. If you keep watching,
I'm gonna keep watching.
You see how truly sinister Julia is.
Right now, I have a lot of resentment towards Tree because I do
feel the worst.
I feel like Julia's doing all the work, and I'm like, she literally is running this entire operation. Without Julia, do you think these people could like organize and get one thing done?
Well, okay, that's true, but Julia's also taking orders from the top.
From that...
That guy is really running... Peter, he's really running
the
show.
Well, he's the owner of everything.
No, I know, but he's... I think he's... Julia's kind of a mouthpiece for him, and I think Tree is just this, like, fucking idiotic man-child who is a literal... He's men.
Tree's not Irish, though, right? He's, like, Australian.
He's British.
They said he was Irish.
I know.
Didn't
they? Oh, he was born in England and then moved to Ireland and was raised there. So he has like a hybrid. Sometimes I'm like, you're faking this accent.
No, I was like, you're Australian, actually.
He's Irish.
I don't believe a word that comes out.
He smells too, you know.
Also, why are you wearing like turtlenecks and trench coats? Where'd you get those?
I had the same thing. I said to Simon, I was like, where did he get this look?
Why? How is Tree out here serving looks and everyone else is fucking digging?
Tree is serving toggles.
Tree gets like the best gig. He gets to be like the face of the brand.
He
gets
mullet.
To perform on social media and then like take a shit. And then everyone else is like slaving away.
Tree is.
I also kind of like that they have just like some silent people. Like some people have joined up and are just like silent.
You know who else really darks me out? The head cook woman who's like has the smoky voice.
Yeah, she's.
She's. Did you get to the part? Is the. I'm
kitchen ladies though are like their own.
She's a cafeteria
breed.
Lady.
Yeah, but like I love like
you love a kitchen
I
woman.
I love kitchen lady energy.
I do too, but she's a little she's.
But they that's like I know exactly how to deal with kitchen ladies. Like that's like my sweet spot is like I am here to connect.
Nariah doesn't
with
know
the
how.
Kitchen ladies. Nariah is on her own.
Nariah
showed up with like hula hoops. No one in this wants.
That's why I'm like, you are an FBI agent. And that's the one thing I agree on with Tree is that she's a plant. Because Tree's like, she's a, like, they're like, I also love how paranoid Julia and Tree are. They're like, everyone's going to kill us. Everyone's, because they got some death threats during their like TikTok meteoric rise. But
why do they think people are so out for them?
Because I think they were getting like death threats a lot.
Are they doing like tax evasion stuff?
Well, I don't want to like say anything that's like libel, but.
Do you think this collective is going to pool together their like copious financial resources to hire a big old lawyer and send you a cease
and desist? I feel like there's a chance they could be doing some shady like land tax evasion or like potentially like drug stuff. That's what I think.
Because how do they make money?
They own two big plots of land. Like,
yeah, but they live on them.
No, I know, but like that's they're expanding. So they clearly have like I think they pool revenue from everyone that lives there.
The what jobs do they have?
Well, they all had lives before
their
this.
Land?
Yeah.
They do they have Wi-Fi.
Trees TikTok and galore.
Well, that doesn't take Wi-Fi. That can just take like a 5G.
I think they have Wi-Fi.
But they don't do they have electricity?
I think they have like generators and stuff sometimes.
It's so sad to me when people that are doing this are like the worst, most annoying people in the world. Because like it would be ideal to live in a community of people who share resources and like look out for each other. Like that's essentially like a senior citizen living center, but like by choice instead of like your whole family is determined that you can't take care of yourself and you're going to die alone.
You'll see though, they're very like... They're really clicky, which is like that's par for the course.
But people
they're
need...
mean. They're very mean. They're mm-hmm. mean. They're very cunty. Like they're mean. They're like mean popular kids at school, and but they're all actually not popular. They're fucking freaks, and they're like ableist, which you see.
Well,
you'll see it. You'll see more when. Did you get to the how many?
I'm 1.5 episodes in. So that
have you met
that
the guy?
War veteran has just taken a train and walked
Tyler?
Like 100 miles. I was like, this guy's going to fucking shoot him.
Wait, Tyler also has the teeniest tiny wife. The two of them together?
And she's like, something ain't right. But wait, so
she's
is,
an
she
investigator.
Supposed to, is she supposed to join him there eventually? No, their marriage. This is a great way. This is a great
well, you'll
way
see, you'll
to
see, you'll
get
see.
Rid of your husband. Let me just say... This is an incredible way to get rid of your husband if you don't want to go through the hassle of getting divorced, but you certainly don't want to be around the person you married, is like, let him go join a commune somewhere.
But I will say she's a private investigator, so she's checking this out.
She's checking it out, but I'm like, this is really, I like how she's playing this whole thing from right now. Like, this is where you're like, you go and like I hope that they like you and I hope that you like them and just like let me know where you land with everything.
I'm just obsessed with their physical like he's this hulking like long-haired like vaguely school shooter vibes and she's this
vaguely
teeny tiny like Russian acrobat woman and I just am imagining like the sex they have. It's probably like
yeah
she's just like this teeny little sprite who just sits on his big old school shooter dick and spins around on it.
He probably just walks around with her on it. He enters her from behind and then he stands up and just walks around and she stays like a peg.
How about when he goes in his like doomer prep room, like behind that wall? It's giving Texas Chainsaw a little.
I'm into like a prep moment.
No, I love it, but have you gotten to the
I
guy?
Mean, he is filled with a rage, and I'm like, this person should not have access to weaponry or firearms. Like, I firmly believe that for him, it's not the right move to let him,
yeah.
in particular, have those privileges.
Well, I thought it was interesting that he was like, I'm someone that like has the propensity to like kill, but I choose to not. When I was like, okay.
I'm like, what? You know you're
Doll?
Admitting that to a camera group. He goes, I've killed before, I'd kill again. I have no problem with killing. I love to kill.
He's like, me and my wife, we're the king and queen of our house. If you come on our property, we'll kill you right there. I was like,
babe, your house is surrounded by like a chain link fence.
No yeah, one, you live in a junkyard.
Honey, no one's coming to your I'm obsessed with people like, get, don't you dare come to my property. You're like, no
I'm
one.
Not,
I'm not.
I,
no
if
one,
I, you know
no
what I would
one
do?
Is going willingly into your property trying to take it over.
They live in Colorado and like this, like the boondocks of Colorado. If I saw.
I'm obsessed with like a shanty. Someone being like, my pile of dirt with like a weird outdoor tub. Like, don't you dare. If you come on my property and try and take this away from me, honey, like.
You're more.
People are gonna have to claw it out of your cold, dead hands. No one wants this.
No,
life.
You're. You don't even have to lock your door. If anyone drove by your place, they would run screaming. I saw that house. I'd be like, literally, Ed Gein lives there. I would be absolutely hightailing it the
other
way.
Do not. Don't even fucking look at my property. It's like surrounded by like wood scraps and chain link fences.
I'm literally Roadrunner, just like disappearing. Like I am so spiritually repelled from a place like they live in, and they're like, this place is ours. Everyone loves
it. With a king and queen. With a king and queen. Here, I will fucking slaughter them.
If it's like, I walk by,
no one is coming over.
If I walk
no
by,
no one has come over in years, and they're not gonna start now.
If I walk by like poor man's Leif Erikson and like a teeny tiny lady bathing nude in broad daylight in their shitty little outdoor, I'd be like, I'm afraid. And there's like junk and like chains everywhere. I'd be like, ah.
They live in like a Halloween horror.
They
like,
do. They live in like a haunted. They live in like a haunted hayride.
Like Knott's Berry Farm uses their setup as inspo picks for every year when they throw their big Halloween horror events.
Like, what is with Colorado though? Being like a like
it's just cowboy. Like it's just gun toting cowboy.
But no. But like Mother God. Like all these people. They just. It's like I guess it's just like the Wild Wild West still.
Yeah, it's like Rockies, you can kind of live and like no one will bother you, but then you can like the mindset of like creating a pile of scrap metal with like an inflatable tub and then being like, I'm the king of this castle, and then being like, not only that, but I will fucking murder without second thought anyone who tries to take this from me, and think that like you have like a covetable living situation that people yearn to have. I'm like, babe, have you fired up Pinterest ever in your life? Like, people do not want to live like this.
And he was like, he's like, we're always in the market for a third. Like, she's yeah, she's like, bisexual, but God, I get to join in. I was like, oh,
lucky fucking woman.
Lucky, good for you.
I was like, also, I mean, maybe they'd have luck finding that. I'm sure there's always kind of like the people that end up being the third. Like, there's plenty of thirds out there that like put themselves in a situation.
But I love what a typical like. But I get to. I don't want anyone else, but I get to be part of it.
Yeah,
it's
like, I was like,
okay,
I hate you
cool.
guys.
And I'm sure she's thrilled.
I can't wait. Like, imagine them on their big date night luring this third over to their literal recycling bin house. Like,
have you gotten to the guy in Tennessee? The, like, very, the guy who has, like, all the daughters?
No.
Oh.
Is he a member?
He's a prospective member. He's like a recruit.
He's a dad.
You follow, yes. You follow, there's like five people that are like prospective inductees. He's what's one of them. He has a wife and four daughters, and he leaves them behind to go get back into shape because he's like, I'm overweight. Like, I've gained a lot of weight, and I like want to like better myself and learn how to survive the zombie apocalypse. And he's like, sits his daughters down, and I think they're at like, Red Lobster, like Long John Silver's, and he's just like, this, there is, the coming collapse is soon upon us. I want to know how to take care of you, because he's like, I would die for all of you, and I know I'm going to have to do that at some point when the collapse comes. So like, and the one of the kids laughs, and he starts crying, and he goes, this isn't funny. This is like, it's happening. Like, we must survive. And do you understand me? And the girl is like,
how young?
They're like 14 to 5.
Are they all supposed to go too?
No, they don't go. He goes alone.
What about his wife?
She's staying at home making food. And then
I don't understand this. Like, what these men are like, I've got to figure this out. So I'm going to go see if I can join up. And then are they like vetting it to then bring their whole families there?
It's a 10-day trial. I think he's going just to like,
skills.
Yeah, I don't think he's going for like long-term living. I think he wants to like get into shape and like, but then there's a woman who's this, she's a
men
truck driver.
Are so insane. Like, imagine your partner coming to you and being like, I really want to change my life. Like, I just want to get in shape and like learn some survival skills. So I'm going to go join this like potential cult in Missouri. You'd be like, can you just please join a fucking gym and like just join a gym? There, you could go on like Facebook or Google, like all those people from Alone teach like survival courses in Griffith Park. Like, you can go to your local park and learn these things, but men needing to, like, go on a mission to, like, get in shape, I'm not buying it.
And then there's a woman who's a truck driver, and she's kind of iconic, and she's a bisexual.
Hell yeah.
She's a black woman, so she's very, like, I'm, like, she has her reservations because it's mostly white there.
Yeah.
And, but she's incredible. She has firearms. She has, like, an AR-15 BB gun.
She should start her own thing.
And she's poly. And she...
I'm sure they love it. They're really spoil in the market.
You? Yeah,
I'm
going to
watch it.
She basically... She stays... She goes, this incredible girly from LA who's like looks like Isla Fisher and is like a Gen Z Insta girl, wants to go just to challenge herself. And she's fucking amazing and so funny. And then this woman, Sheila, the black woman from... I think she's from... She goes, and she's, like, so competent and, like, really has the best attitude. And she starts gradually being like, I feel like I could do this better.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she gets word that other former members have reported that their food has been poisoned before when they're being punished by, like, the higher-ups in the community. They'll, like, tamper with people's food. And her stomach has been really upset for like a few days. And she suddenly gets really freaked out. And she's like, I feel like maybe I've been poisoned. So she gets in her car and just fucking leaves without telling anyone.
Hell
yeah. She
goes,
bye. She packs up her car. She has this awesome Cadillac. And she goes, bye. I'm going back to my boyfriend and girlfriend. Heads out. Doesn't even tell anyone. Just, she literally, she's
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You can't like
she
announce.
I was literally like.
You gotta just Irish goodbye.
I was literally like, this is exactly what I would have done. She just. Packs up her car in like magic hour when no one's looking, and you just see her quietly, and she's really freaked out because she's like, oh my god, I literally think they put something in my food.
What are they doing to the food?
They're like putting like laxatives and like weird shit in, I think, to like fuck with people. It's like, I think it's Julia's very sinister.
So they want to test them or they want to punish them?
I think it's like if they don't like someone, they want to punish them by fucking with their food. Nariah talks about it. She's heard it from other people. The girly from LA, I forget her name, she calls Nariah. She finds out who she was because she hears, and she's like, I want to talk to you. So she meets up with her in the woods with a few of the other new people, including Sheila and this other guy, Rick, who's so great. And Nariah's like, it's a cult. I'm like, you're FBI.
Yeah.
She's like, it's a cult. I've been told that they poison people. Like, you need to leave. And then Sheila's like, gets back. Packs up her shit, leaves. No one even notices or like says anything about her leaving. It's really wild. And then Tyler ends up staying, and then his wife is like, I haven't heard from him. I'm coming. I'm checking
okay,
this out.
Okay, don't, no more spoilers because I am going to watch it, but like.
Okay, sorry.
No, I asked for them, so.
But it's pretty compelling and it gets really wild, but like it was giving Wild Wild Country because that's what Sheila would do. She would like poison people to like fuck with them. Like just. Not like deadly poison, just enough to like make them have diarrhea.
I just don't understand what's like so desirable about these people to other people in the first place. Like these seem like the worst kind of people to have to be around in the middle of nowhere. And like Missouri, of all places, is also like not ideal.
I think they started advertising at a time like it was 2020 when they really like started. And I think people in the last few years have just been really lost. Extra hard, I think more lost than like previously. And I think people are trying to find some semblance of like stability and escape. And I think they see these people and like we would see like these are the worst kind of people imaginable. Get away from me.
These people are all getting like Giardia.
Yeah, please get away. Like I'm going to get ringworm if I come near any closer to you. But someone who's like a little lost or feeling like that guy Tyler clearly has like
PTSD.
Mental illness, PTSD. You know, Sheila has, like, some demons. This girl from L.A., like, she's kind of a lost, like, Gen Z girl. Like, I think they see this and they're like, I want to challenge myself. And, like, this looks interesting.
Yeah, you could just go for a hike somewhere.
No, but they must.
I just don't understand, like, the extreme. I understand an extreme needing an extreme challenge. But, like, putting yourself around people like that is, like. That's a challenge no one deserves.
Yeah. I appreciated like the premise of just packing up and leaving and being like, Peace. Bye.
So no one gets into like where they get money from.
Yeah, there's some weird shit.
Yeah, I want to know like the business model.
That guy Peter is really sinister. You get to know him more.
Mm-hmm.
He's very creepy.
Because also he says like no one else's name is on the deed of the lands.
He's like, but I'm not the leader.
I know, but if you're getting yeah. if you own the land and you're not putting it in like the name of all 20 people who live there, then it is actually just your show.
And there's this incredible part where like they're deliberating on if Tyler's gonna I'll let you watch it.
Drugs, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, the group that Peter was raised in, the Rainbow thing,
mm-hmm.
they were alleged to be involved in like heroin. I don't know.
Like making meth or something would be a good side project.
Or like drug mules, like shit like that. I don't know.
Like a stop off for like the cartel.
Yeah.
Like the cartel comes and they like drop it and then someone else comes and picks it up. And then yeah. you get a cut of the action.
Yeah. I could see that.
I could see that too. Missouri. Now that I've heavily fucked with Ozarks and that's about as deep into Missouri as I've ever gotten, I know people are up to no good there.
Yeah, Missouri's like meth country, right?
Missouri's just like random.
It's randomista.
Mm-hmm. It's a random place that you like don't really want to be. And it's truly a state that's like, why? And many such states exist, but Missouri is truly like, how and why? And what is this place?
I'm starting to feel like that about California.
Yeah. California.
When my apartment started rumbling yesterday, I went, oh, and all of a sudden I heard the low growl of like big helicopters. And I realized it's because Biden's here. And these like three Osprey helicopters that have the wings flying low over Runyon. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's because fucking Sleepy Joe's.
Sleepy Joe's descended.
Like, I was just like, I hate this.
He's out wandering in the streets. They're trying to like find him.
Speaking of your cat, that's like very.
No, Joe. She's very much Biden energy.
Biden.
She
sleeping.
Should run for president. Nico for president.
She'd
2024.
Win.
They should honestly have a debate.
Wait, speak really quick. Did you see RFK Jr. just like randomly admitted to have, he was like, I was on Epstein's plane twice.
Cool.
And he's like, nothing happened, but I was on it. And I was like, why would you volunteer?
Honestly, it's smart to just start volunteering your demons
yeah.
because you know at some point someone, you don't want to be, like if you're in politics now, it literally the clock starts ticking on whenever someone's going to dig up something from your past and like throw it in your face unexpectedly. So the best thing you can possibly do is to just get way out in front of it and be like, yeah, I was there.
Wait, also, and then we'll get in, sorry. I want to suggest it's the number one documentary on Netflix right now. It's about this doctor who claimed to be able to rebuild windpipes with plastic moldings with stem
yeah.
cells on them. And he claimed to like be operating on Bill Clinton all the time, like all these people and the Pope. It's pretty wild. You should watch it.
I'm going to.
He's a swindler.
The old windpipe swindler.
But it's kind of blowing my mind.
I like medical drama. Tony goes, what? Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it? Well, let's get into our garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy,
Unique
podcast.
Salty Utah Windpipes.
Everyone's packing for Bermuda.
This episode was incredible.
This episode made me have a lot of theories about Meredith and then look at the entire history of Meredith Marks on Rolsic. And I've come to the conclusions that she is a drug addict.
She's something.
She's always starting. And I was like, I think she has been on pills her entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and no one talks about that element, but like there's clear signs.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to it, but I was like, oh, you're like ODing.
Yeah, or like you're...
She's like, I'm so cold. I'm like, that's cause for concern.
Or you're coming down.
Well, that's what Heather says.
Yeah, but like not off of bent. Like you're having withdrawals. Being like cold, shaky, nauseous.
She was dope sick.
Like, got a... Like, maybe it's that.
She had, like, the heroin flu.
I'm telling you.
No, I
allegedly.
Allegedly. It could be true, allegedly.
Wait, Angie K's dog is named Celia?
That dog. That dog's a little pet cemetery. I'm not going to lie. I'm afraid of, I
don't like that dog. I don't like that it, like, it's so human.
Yeah, it has a human.
It's, like, too human for me. But then when I was, like, found out it was named Celia, I was, like, fucking
Celia.
I like it.
I like that everyone keeps saying it's our first international trip. Because they couldn't go anywhere because of fucking Jen.
I know. I noticed that Whitney and Justin, they also have, like, a leather throw pillow on the bed. These
Rolsic
women
with their leather throws.
The real pandemic is the leather throw pillows that are plaguing the houses of these ladies. Someone please sneak in, break in, and replace the leather pillows with just like a mohair.
It's very
chenille or like a velvet or a linen. Any like a leather pillow.
Hell, denim.
I mean, I would take any fabric, but a leather pillow,
truly cannot. Disgusting. It's disgusting.
It's sick and wrong.
It's sick and wrong. And if you have one, I still love you, but I'm like worried for you.
I'm going to give you some tough love right now and say you're fucking sick for that. Why are you relaxing on flesh?
Big flesh.
A leather couch is one thing.
Cow flesh.
I love a leather couch, but there's something about a leather throw pillow that is, it's like, would you have like a leather blanket? Like, you're sick. You're Hannibal fucking Lecter.
It is very like.
Like a leather lampshade.
Bovine. You want bovine flesh?
Yeah. Mm-mm. You crave flesh. You crave to throw flesh and then relax on it and lay your head down on some soft flesh.
What if you laid your head and then quietly you just heard.
You hear the death cries.
Brooks is rolling his face while Meredith packs. And Meredith keeps going, will you Google the weather? I need to know what I should pack for Bermuda, Brooks. And then Brooks continues to like flip on Grindr or whatever the fuck he's on. Brooks, can you look at the weather? No answer. And then she finally goes, okay. I was like, Brooks, you punishing little queen.
He had one job. Look at the weather and put the oxy in mama's bag.
I told Simon to look for Meredith because she's at Art Basel.
Ooh, yeah.
I was like, you must find her.
Meredith is, though, looking snatched. The facelift is settling, and she looks like Angelina Jolie.
She said, last time I heard, she was, sorry, I wasn't live tweeting. I was testing my caviar at Art Basel. And it was just a picture of her with Brooks eating Meredith Marks diamond caviar.
I want some.
Whitney packs bad Mormon.
I like her throwing it in there half-heartedly.
She hates that bitch.
She fucking hates Heather so much. And Heather hates her.
Yeah, they really hate each other. But Heather's also like, because they're cousins, she's like, you must.
But they're not really even cousins.
No, they are.
Didn't they not even hang out like before the show started? Yeah. They like found out they were distant relatives. I love that you hang on to thinking of them as like
to me though they actually look alike.
I love that
they resemble. I think they all do because they're all related there, but mm-hmm. I think they like seem like they're cousins, but I think Heather's like because
inbred.
Of that they're all a little as
inbred.
Mary said
Heather's gonna get me for that,
but they're all a little. I think Heather's like, because we are family, like blood is thicker than water, you must always swear fealty to me.
Yeah. But Whitney has had enough. Speaking of Mary, this episode was missing my queen, my mother god, but I think that they need to just have scenes of producers telling Mary like what is going to happen in like each episode and being like, will you go to Bermuda? Like the girls are going to go. Do you want to go? And her just being like, no.
Or they could get one of those robots with the screw, like, that move around with the screen, like the FaceTime. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Send in Mary's place, and that would be great.
But I want like Mary footage, and if she's only going to interact with producers, I just need like a spinoff that's just
denial.
Producing Mary can be the spinoff, and it's literally just them asking her to do things and her saying no.
It's called No.
Mm-hmm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it. And now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data. And the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat. I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. They get to the airport, which I know that airport.
Oh, yeah.
Monica's bronzer is... I was like... She went a little hard on the self-tanner. They assemble at the airport. Lisa and Whitney are not really speaking still.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney has hair extensions in. She was like, oh.
Yeah, she has luscious locks.
She's truly...
Trying to go island gal, but she's more of a Salt Lake City queen.
Can I just say, too, the... current season of 90 Day Fiancé is like slaying so hard. There's a woman from Utah who she's a Jehovah's Witness, but she dresses like a 90s like Dolls Kill. Like she's like in her 40s, but she dresses like a 20-year-old.
I like that.
In big sweaters and like no pants and thigh highs. And her hair is down to her like ankles. And she keeps it in a giant. And she like what she keeps it like. She, like, holds it around.
No.
And she marries a South African guy who's really hot. And he's Jehovah's Witness. And she kind of looks like Rene Graziano, but, like, frail and, like, speaking of benzos, like,
Something's up.
Something's up with her. And she moves to Johannesburg, and she just is, like, so, like, I don't feel safe here. I don't feel safe here. And the guy is, like...
You're, like, few people do, but go off.
She's like a horse girl mixed with like Melrose Goth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would be really into her story.
She's Melrose East of Fairfax vibes.
Yes.
Okay.
And her hair is so scary. It's so troubling.
Is it black?
Yeah.
Black down to her ankles?
Yeah.
It's giving Carlton.
And Mummy, she's kind of Carlton vibes. Mummy travels with her to South Africa because she can't fuck till they're married. Even though she's been married 3 times already. And Mummy is her chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks like a little girl. And then there is the most glam, iconic trans woman on 90 Day Fiancé who's engaged to this hot-ass Moldovan cis man named Justin. Even though his name is Igor, she's renamed him Justin.
Good, that's what you need to do.
She owns his ass. And... her name is Nikki Exotica from Hoboken, and she was like a 90s like club kid, and she kind of is like giving Amanda Lepore a little.
Mm-hmm.
People are so mean about her online, and she is everything. She's kind of annoying, but I'm obsessed with her, and she's always like, you need to fuck me, and he's like, ever since finding out your true like sexual gender identity, it's like hard for me. So it's like you're watching him grapple with his like...
Oh, he didn't know she was trans before?
They met when he was like 20. And she was like... He like fell head over here. She's like significant. She's like 15 years older than him.
Okay.
And she came to Moldova and like they fell in love and had this like hot ass love affair. And she met his family. They got engaged. Everyone knew about her.
Was this before she transitioned?
No, she's been trans since like the 90s.
Okay.
But she's been living as a trans person since the 90s, but she then moved with him back to New York. And then she, during a fight, she was like, I'm trans. And he flipped out and left her.
Oh, so he just assumed that she was like a cis woman.
He had no idea. And then now that he knows, they reconnected like 15 years later and he's grappling with his like trans amory. It's really compelling. And
wow.
She's in Moldova, so it's like not exactly the safest place for an LGBT person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's compelling. And I have to say 90 Day is starting to really like feature a lot of trans people.
Yeah, the season that I watched had like a trans man.
Who's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
Following his journey was compelling.
But I think you would be tickled by this season.
Okay. I'd be inspired.
Yeah.
They'd be my muses.
Yeah.
I need a new muse.
Nikki Exotica could be a muse for you.
My muse was a mummy. She was mummified and then gone too soon. Mother God.
And Jasmine from 90 Day is Princess Diana. She's a Panamanian who comes to live in Michigan with this Uncle Fester ass motherfucker. And she's this glam woman from Pamina with big fake tits and got fired from her school as a teacher because she was on the show. And she's incredible. She has freakouts constantly. She's jealous. She's always owning this motherfucker's ass who's like a flop.
Okay, I like that.
She's everything to me.
I have a relative who embarked on a bit of a 90 Day Fiancé endeavor. Like,
really?
Way back before 90 Day Fiancé ever existed. Yeah.
Damn, they missed the boat.
Like, he had a wife, I think, that he found in Colombia.
Anyway, so they head to International Waters on the plane.
They touch down and they all pile into the Sprinter van.
They all took Xanax before flying. Meredith accidentally took two more. And she fully went like Kristen Wiig on the plane and passed out. And she's like barely conscious.
And they're sitting in this Sprinter van. And Meredith's like, I'm so cold. I've never been colder in my life. And then they get going. And Lisa looks out the window and she goes, it's absolutely beautiful.
Meredith goes, sir, to the driver. She goes, could you please turn the heat up? And everyone goes, no. No, it's too hot. We're on an island.
Also, you're in the back of a van. Like, you want everyone to yak?
And then Heather goes, Meredith, you're just coming off your benzos. And then it got kind of awkward because I think that was a loaded statement.
I don't think you're allowed to talk about why Meredith Marks is slurring 24/7. I think if you're a real housewife of Salt Lake City, one of the unspoken rules is that, like, Meredith Marks is going to be slurring her words and like bent over part of the time, and you are not allowed to even make reference to it.
You can leave, leave, leave.
You can leave.
Monica's picked Meredith as her new mummy to serve, and she pulls
out. That is the first. If Monica picks you as like her chosen person, you know there's something gravely wrong with you.
Meredith goes, well, does someone have a blanket or something? And then Monica goes, I have one, Meredith. She pulls out like a little plush little blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith goes, thank you. And then Heather goes, see, that's all you needed.
I'm
really cold.
Think that Bermuda looks fantastic. The house they're staying in is really great.
Heather
and I was
like,
job. I really need a tropical vacation.
Bermuda's seems amazing.
Yeah.
I want to ask my mom more about it because she's been there a few times.
She likes to go to Bermuda?
Her family would go when she was a kid.
I need like a tropical, like a true tropical moment.
But it's also like, it's very like, the way like the buildings look, it's very like, it almost looks like New England because it is like a British.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's very like.
Colonized?
Yeah.
I believe the word you're looking for is a colony.
Heather picks in a genuinely incredible house.
And yeah, it was like they finally got a great house to go to.
Everyone gets their own room, and Meredith goes, does my room have a bathtub?
I just need a bathtub. And she's too pilled out to like hustle her little bustle to find a bathtub room. So then everyone gets their room, and then she ends up in a room with a shower, and Mare is not happy about that.
She looks genuinely blackout. Like, she has no light behind her eyes in this moment.
Yeah, something's going on. They all have like this gorgeous spread of food laid out for them. And Meredith goes, I'm gonna go take a nap. I'm not feeling so good. And they go, okay, like, what room are you in? She goes, I don't know, whichever one was left without a bathtub. And then they're like,
you hear Heather go, uh-oh. And then,
you know it's fucking over.
Monica goes, God damn, I could fit 600 of my houses here. And then the editors did the cruelest thing. They did a they photoshopped all her, like, 600 of her rancher houses into
her little
this.
Shack.
I was like, you guys are bitches.
I felt really bad when Monica FaceTimed her eldest daughter, because I was like, this daughter probably has to babysit all the other kids right now, and, like, her mom's, like, on a TV show and on a vacation.
Yeah, she goes, Bree, you freak out. This place is amazing. And she goes, I'm really happy for you, Mom.
I feel for Bree. Justice for Bree.
Heather goes, everyone has their own room. And Lisa goes, okay, thank you.
Heather's a fucking shitster.
She is.
The shit that she tells Lisa that Whitney said, I was like, you are up to no good.
Yeah.
She told Lisa that Whitney said that she's really proud of how much of a better person Lisa is now that Whitney has been spending time with her. And she's really proud that she's helping her become less selfish.
She's jealous of their friendship.
She is.
Lisa goes, we've had some really good times. Just a few weeks ago, we did an ice plunge for the Special Olympics. And you see them ice plunging.
I want to see that ice plunge.
But Lisa does not like hearing what Whitney supposedly said. And she goes, no one makes me better. Only Jesus Christ, my husband, and my kids make me a better person.
Those are the only people I respond to. Jesus himself came walking through the ocean, then I would feel better. But Whitney doesn't do it.
She goes, Jesus could come walking across that water right now. And then you see Heather turn around. And I think Heather instinctively was like, is he coming? It's like that video of the mom going, the daughter joking and going, oh my God, Jesus Christ seen walking in Ohio. Have you seen that video?
Yes.
And the mom goes, show it to me, honey. Let me see it. That's Heather. Heather goes,
that is. Heather is ready for, like, the second coming of Christ.
She's fucking.
Heather really does truly believe, like, the rapture is going to happen.
She's true.
Honey, show me.
Honey. Let me see. Oh, let me see it, honey. Don't let me see it. I love Jesus Christ scene in Ohio.
I love that.
Like, she doesn't say, like, what are you talking about? Her immediate is,
honey, let me see.
Let me see it, honey. That's how Heather turns around. Is he coming?
Where?
Meredith is so blackout.
She's comatose in her room. And I understand, like, I get it totally. Like, it sucks to be in a room with just a shower when everyone else had a bathtub. And it sucks to be on vacation with a bunch of people that don't get you. But you gotta wake up. But also, it's okay if you're a housewife. Like, if you're a housewife and you're not gonna play ball with people, then you need to go the Vicky route and become sick and have a medic come.
It's encouraged that you actually...
I think it's actually great. Every trip needs one really unwell person to have a medic and an IV moment.
Meredith has some big shoes to fill. Vookie's Munchausen shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith goes, Meredith has walking pneumonia. She has the white lung pneumonia going around.
Yeah, Monica comes in with a plate of food and Meredith is, like, laid out. And Monica's like, what? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? And Meredith goes, it shows the level of respect that I have from the women in this group, which is zero.
Because at this point, it's zero. And she goes, okay, I'll leave you some food. And she goes, I'm not hungry. No.
Yeah, she already had a plate of food on her bedside table. So I was like, Monica, your kiss-ass plan didn't work.
The mobile medic comes in and just gives her a fresh IV. Takes her blood. You see her in bed and she's like, her arm is barely out. I'm like, and the guy takes her blood pressure and he goes, oh, you're fine.
He goes, you are a little dehydrated, so I will get that IV going.
She just puts her...
She's like legit fucked up, kind of, I think.
Yeah, I think she drank too much and took pills and is, like, fucked up.
But then not fucked up enough that she can't later get a full face of glam done while hooked up to an IV laying in bed like a zombie. That was queen shit.
That was, like, what Chloe did at Kim's wedding.
That was mother god vibes.
It was.
Lisa calls John. She goes, Heather got us the sickest house. I'm so impressed.
She is. I liked Lisa's outfit. When they go for rum tasting.
Yeah. She's cool, casual.
Orange. And then they go rum tasting. And I go, that's the first thing these women need is more cocktails.
I know. I was like, oof, it would be really difficult to be on a housewives trip. every event is centered around booze and drinking.
Meredith is like mortician. It's very like
she's death becomes her
finishing touches on the dead body.
Wait, also I didn't realize this, but I'm remembering now Monica saying she never drank until she was excommunicated. That's always a recipe for making great decisions and great impressions on people.
Monica's ex-husband really hot, and the guy she cheated with really hot, and he was the fire chief.
Ooh,
which is always better than
whatever husband you have.
Yeah.
Was her husband a cop?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like if they're in the fire department, I'm always like, hell, like, that makes me even hotter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope everyone cheats on their husband with a firefighter.
Meredith finally rouses and they head off to dinner.
Just a bit dehydrated.
They're on the bus and she goes, I have a question for everyone in this car.
Heather goes, how are you, Meredith? She goes, I'm okay.
She goes, I have a question for everyone in this car. Who has a room with a bathtub in it?
She goes, oh, geez. So excluding Monica.
Yeah.
Here's a room with a bathtub. And everyone raises their hands. And Lisa goes, okay, so who's going to give up their room with a bathtub? And I said, Monica.
Of course.
But Monica, like, she should.
Yeah.
She should get the last choice. It should just be hierarchical.
Monica should get like the
hierarchical.
Monica should get like the Harry Potter room, like under the stairs.
She gets like the maid's quarters where like the mop is and like a small cot.
If we're going to really be fair, like that's what the newcomer always gets, the shit room.
Yeah, you have to earn your way up and the OGs get first pass and then the like newbie has to suffer.
Angie, of course, takes this opportunity to sling some insults at Meredith. She calls her classless at one point, and Meredith goes, ha! Ha!
Okay. And then Angie's like, you said you were going to destroy my family? Well, you can't destroy my family. Why are you making threats? That would hurt my family. You trying to destroy them is so evil. Why would you ever say something like that? And Meredith goes, I could destroy anything. We could all destroy. I'll destroy anyone I want. It's destruction. And it's like,
she goes, from destruction comes life. Creation.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I will destroy anything and anyone, but if I say I want to, I will. But anyone could say it. And it's like, what the fuck?
She goes,
okay,
I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am death, destroyer of worlds.
Revelations.
Revelations.
29:10.
I'm the beast.
She literally is Merlin.
She is Merlin. She's Maleficent. I'll destroy anyone I want, and if they want to say they'll destroy, then they say it proudly.
I love it. Are you okay? How are you? I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. But I have a question for everyone.
Who has... Honestly... I appreciate when someone just leans into how fucked up they are on a group trip and like digs their heels.
But it's also like when someone's that fucked up on the group trip, you then have the right to like drag them and like roast them for it.
But not Meredith.
But not Meredith.
I was this at my brother-in-law's bachelor party.
You were, I have a question.
No, we went to like a polo match to like tailgate, which I was like, whoa. And I found two middle-aged women who fed me charcuterie. And then I went up to one of my brother-in-law's frat brothers and I said, hey, got any drugs? And he said, yeah, I have pills. And I went, give me them. And he gave me an Ambien.
Oh, God.
And we were on the bus ride home and I was like, wow, hey.
Ambien.
I went to bed at 6:30 and I didn't wake up till like 8 the next day. And I pissed the bed with a frat. Like I was sharing a bed with a guy.
Oh my God.
Wet myself.
Damn.
They said they tried to get me out to pull me to bring me to dinner. And I, like, they were literally pulling my feet, like trying to get me to go. And I wouldn't get out of bed.
It was for the best.
Yeah. But I was literally.
Taking Ambien recreationally is the end of the line.
I didn't know it was Ambien. I just said, hey, got any pills?
In high school, I would like. I popped some Ambien recreationally. I was like, I need to calm down. And then, like, took an Ambien and was like,
I was like
blackout, like screaming at people.
I was hoping it'd be like MDMA or something.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
They get to this kind of shitty looking restaurant by a marina.
Yeah, I didn't like venturing into town.
And it's really awkward and everyone's tense. And then Angie goes, is everything good, guys?
They get out of the van after like Meredith and Angie have been going at it. And Lisa sidebars with Heather. She goes, that was an impossible situation.
I love everyone gets their own room. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. You guys, let's order. I'm so hungry. Let's order bread, Diet Coke. Was me. Lisa is very much like, I was like, I identify with the, like, I love to take the reins on a group dinner and be like, let me just like secure the appetizers for the table and like get everyone set up so that we can live our best lives.
You like to secure the bag.
I like to secure the bag. Like, I can do, I'm, one of my skills is
oldest sibling,
looking at the menu, surveying the scene, and then making executive decisions with the waiter.
Yeah, you have your, everyone sees you as like the oldest sibling. So they're like, let her defer. Like, let us defer.
I like to, that's a role of power that I like to find myself in that doesn't feel like additional emotional labor. It's my act of service to the community.
Whitney tells Lisa that Lisa hurt her feelings at Meredith's jewelry launch because she's still not over the fight they had.
She was in the spirit of saying our feelings are hurt.
Lisa, you hurt my feelings.
Lisa, I really needed you.
Yeah, I am. I do kind of agree with Heather because they start fighting and Lisa's like, I feel like I have to walk on eggshells around you because I feel like I have to like be really careful. She's like, I'm a real ball buster. I say whatever comes to my mind. But with you, I have to really censor myself. Which I'm like, wow, this is actually really introspective of Lisa.
But it's kind of weird because I feel like I haven't seen a lot of them together. So I was like, this felt unearned. I was like, are they really that good of friends? I don't understand or know their dynamic.
Well, I feel like Heather kind of, I agree with her. Like, she does kind of say like, wait, I don't understand your guys' friendship. Like, she goes about it in an annoying way, but I appreciate and understand that she's like, I call bullshit. Like, what is it? You guys aren't friends like that close. Like, when did you guys become like my sister's keeper with each other?
Yeah, I guess I side with Heather on that one.
And then,
but then she was getting annoying about it. And then I truly did. When Whitney was like, you are meddling with our relationship. And Heather goes, how is that meddling?
Yeah, and then she was like, let Lisa be on her own journey of making friends. And then Heather goes, she goes, Lisa doesn't have a journey. She's Mormon 2.0. I was like, oh my God. And then give it a rest.
And Whitney, then we got finally the wild rose.
She goes, Heather, shut the fuck up.
That was important.
And Heather, her face, she was gagged.
She was gagged in that moment. Sometimes it's really important to issue a firm shut the fuck up to someone.
She goes, oh, did you just tell me to shut the fuck up? And she goes, yes, I did. And I was like, damn.
That was deserved.
And then Meredith looks at Angie and she goes, at least it's not us for once. And she cheers.
I
goes,
love. Nothing I love more than being sick all day.
Yeah.
All day you're in bed, not eating anything. Mm-hmm. I have no appetite. Call the medic, please. Getting an IV, being dehydrated. And then the first thing you do is go out to dinner and pour yourself a big glass of wine.
She goes, Lisa, it's not us, Angie. Am I right or am I right, sister? And then she goes, ha, ha. They cut away from her. You just hear her cackling off screen. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ho, ho. It's like at the end of it's like at the end of the Roseanne opening when you just hear her go, ah, ha, ha, you know that like, ah, ha, ha, ha. She has a Roseanne laugh.
She does.
And then they finally leave this godforsaken dinner.
Imagine if you're like on vacay with your family and you have to go have dinner at the docks and you're like, God.
We've all had dinners at the docks.
Let's admit it. Classic family vacation where you end up having dinner at the docks and then these women come in and squawk their way into like oblivion. New Year in the background.
Wait, do the mother god laugh.
I gotta like, it takes like a dance before.
Am I right or am I right? It's not. What if you heard that at dinner?
I'd go, mother.
Oh my god.
Wait, we found Slender Lady on.
I don't want to blow up her Insta yet.
No, I'm not going to drop that.
No,
handle.
I'm just saying for myself. Like I feel like
we found her on socials, and let's just say she is still in that same mental space, so it seems.
She's very much still Slender Lady.
she's not give her any sage.
She's doing Insta lives where she's whispering.
She's
about, like, she's like, yes, salt.
She goes, her eyes, she's always like on the verge of weeping.
She's like, I
can't tell if she's like happy or sad or both.
I think she's both. I think she's in a place of real pain.
I think she's like really sad, actually. But she was like, I just watched the documentary. Thank you. I love you guys.
I think she's reading messages.
Who is she talking to?
She might be reading messages, but she probably is like, as we know, these people, they're only getting like two people per view of their life.
I know. I was like, her engagement is low. It's like a one like and one comment scenario.
She's like,
Someone commented, they go, I'm really worried about you. And
I hope
you're okay.
She
hearted it. She goes, thank you so much.
I saw that too. And then she has one video where she goes out and it's like, she's
like
walking around in like a town that literally looks like one of the fake towns.
She's filming chemtrails in her town and she's going, what are you trying to hide? Give it up. What are you hiding?
She goes, let
the sun out. The sun is amazing. What are you hiding? The jig is up.
She goes, you hear at one point, and then she sees like, it's like just like vapor trails and like magic hour. And she's in this town that literally no one is in. I'm like, it's a fake town in Nevada where they tested atomic bombs. And she's going, I mean, what? She goes, what? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, look at that. Like, no, she actually, by the end of it, she goes, are you kidding me? Like, what?
She's really on some shit. But, like, what is she? I want to know what she knows.
I don't want to know. I'd rather not know.
I'd love to tap into, like, that brainwave of, like, whatever. Like, what does she think is going on day to day? I'm obsessed with the person who earnestly was like, I think about you all the time. Never since I watched that documentary, and I'm really worried for you. I hope you're okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's gorgeous.
I just saw the documentary.
I feel like if...
But they need to get Holly and Aurora on her and be like, come live with us in
Yeah, why aren't they
Naples?
Adopting her?
I think they're all like, she's too much. I think once Slender Lady burned the house down with sage, I think everyone was like, we're all fucking.
They were like, we have to play nice with this
we're
one.
We're crazy, but she's
fucking
crazy.
Crazy.
She's crazy. She's fucking crazy, man.
No, she's a really good follow.
So they get back to the house and everyone's kind of like, Meredith pours herself another goblet.
Meredith goes, Monica, wine? Monica, glass of wine. Monica goes, sure. And then Meredith, again, they're like, there's more, like, someone's like, there's fish and chips, Meredith, if you're hungry, which it seems like they didn't even finish their dinners. Like, they just left.
No, I think they were like, we're at the docks. We need
yeah,
to go.
They were like, this place
smells
sucks.
Like,
we gotta
smells
go.
Like poo.
And Meredith.
Smells like farts.
I have no appetite.
I'm like, we know.
We know, bitch. You have an appetite for a glass of rouge.
You've got an appetite
You've
for,
got an appetite for a Xanax and a
good
a glass
Pinot
of
Noir.
Vino.
Vino.
A full bodied cab.
A Francis Ford Coppola.
It's a fine Malbec.
Not Malbec.
She goes, it's a gorgeous Cab Franc.
I'll have a
Monica.
Do you happen to carry a good Francis Ford Coppola Merlot?
At the end of dinner, though, I had no idea what anyone was fighting about.
No, I think they were all really tired, and I think everyone was a little fucked up from the Xanax.
And Whitney goes, "You just don't want to know about our relationship because you are all jealous. You would try and take it down." And everyone was like, "What are you talking about,
like, Whitney?"
You
I'm
don't
like,
feel that way.
Whitney, like, truly,
Whitney's delusions of paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's reaching a place of, I might have to go check out the commune.
Whitney's true bad Mormon. She's excommunicated, excited, and exhausted.
But she's the bad Mormon who finds themselves, like, once you've seen it all the way through and then you end up with Justin of all people.
She's like banners under the banner under heaven, under heaven's banner, whatever it is.
Under the banner of heaven.
Yeah.
And then the, like, all the excitement goes away and you're like, oh, this is the guy I, like, blew up my life for. And now I'm trying to be on a healing journey. And
Diane Warren's like my dad.
Yeah.
Lest we forget.
Whitney has had a really tough go of it.
Remember when she hung out with, like, her estranged half-siblings? That was weird.
That was part of her healing journey.
It was. They were healing. I was just like, it's all very strange. Where is Diane, by the
way? It's really tough to, like...
Was Diane... Sorry, I need to ask a question.
What?
Was Diane the one that perpetrated the abuse, or was it another family member?
I don't know. It was really unclear.
Okay.
Because didn't she... Wasn't Diane around when Whitney was on her hill?
Perhaps Diane let it happen, without being like neglectful.
I don't think Whitney ever said
loud. It was all a little vague and confusing to me, and I never wanted to ask the question because I'm like, but I always wondered.
I would have,
like,
enjoyed some details. I would have, like, loved it to be a little more fleshed out.
Because she's inferring she was molested, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
but.
And her brother was molested as well? Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that there's some sort of, like, sexual abuse that happened at a young age that she's, like, piecing through. And then...
Which I'm happy she's talking about it. And I'm glad she's on her healing journey.
No, me too. But, like, it would be really hard to then know that... Because, like, I just imagine that once you unpack all of that and you're like, oh my God, the effects that this has had on my life and, like, my decision making, and now I'm here with kids and, like, this man, and, like, you kind of look back
living in the poltergeist development.
Yeah, living in this, like, fucking cursed development. The chairs, like, are on the table every time I, like, walk into the dining area. I imagine that you question everything that you've chosen and wonder what role that played in it.
I think she's, like, reaching her 40s, kind of, like, reevaluating some things.
Yeah. She's having a bit midlife crisis moment. I'm like, aren't we all to some extent?
Then Meredith and Monica get to talking about Angie. And Monica reveals that a few weeks ago, Monica and Meredith were talking about in Park City. And Meredith pointed out the main street was once owned by the Greek mafia. Okay. And she alludes to the rumors that Angie's family / Sean are in the Greek mafia, basically.
Meredith is talking about Angie K to Monica, and she goes, it's gaslighting manipulation 101.
Monica's,
and then,
like,
Monica's like, this bitch is so fucked up. I'm going to bring up this, like, Instagram thing right now.
And she goes, and then a few, like, literally that night, Meredith and her got messaged by some, like, anonymous source being like, Angie's allegedly, like, tax evasions, bad
liens, bankruptcy.
She and Sean are really sketchy. Like, there's some ties to the mafia, like, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, do you remember talking about that? Meredith goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think Meredith is a reliable narrator of remembering things.
She's
spent time together.
But I also am like, I think Meredith, even in her, like, barred out state, puts her attorney hat on and is like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's pleading the fifth on this one.
But I was like, okay, Monica, I was just like, you get yourself into some shit.
Monica knows exactly what she's doing.
No, but I'm like, with Jen, I mean, granted, Jen was like a bad, doing really nefarious, like, evil shit. But, like, Monica gets in the weeds of shit. I think Monica likes to, like, I'm like, I don't know. That's
like, get into people's business.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I was like, fool me once, shame on Jen. Fool me twice, this is a you thing. Like, she I think she's attracted to, like, getting into drama about people's, like, personal lives and, like, their shady shit. I don't know.
Yeah, because her life is the shadiest, probably, and most dramatic.
Yeah, but, like...
And with, like, a borderline mom where it's, like, mm-hmm. you're... It's just swinging from, like, one crisis to the
yeah,
next.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
like, a comfort zone to live in is where you're, like, always navigating, like, juicy crises.
I just think it's really shitty that she, like, went with Angie to that, like, weird patisserie and... They made amends, and she continued, like, she's...
And now she's bringing this up on camera, like, when it could just be squashed.
Like, first they came for the... It's like, first she came for Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And now
she's
coming...
She's a shitster.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then... So when I see people on Twitter being like, she's so refreshing, she's so real. Monica, like, she's the best thing that's ever happened. And I'm like, okay, she's good for drama, but, like, let's not pretend that she's not, like, a total asshole.
I don't trust her at all. I think that she's great for the show because she keeps it going. But, like,
she's not, like...
She is the devil.
Yeah, she's not, like... I'm not going to, like, stan her... Like, I don't relate to her.
No.
But I want her drama, but, like, that's it.
I knew everything that I needed to know when I saw that her Etsy business selling literal fabric... online, wrapping it into calling them baby blankets, I was like, this woman's not to be trusted. She didn't even take like a sew. She didn't even sew anything. She's literally just cutting fabric and selling it as a baby blanket. But was like, this woman has tricks up her sleeve. You are not to trust her. Great that she's here with love and light. Go forward and sow chaos wherever you take flight. But like, absolutely.
I love...
That's a no for me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I also think that people can have tax liens and bankruptcy, and that does not make them mafia.
I just feel like... And I'll close with this. I feel like people are just... I think they resent Angie.
Mm-hmm. Because, for being fabulous.
Yeah. And like,
for having a dog named Celia.
She has a husband that
a
like
a big gay husband.
They might not fuck, but she has a hot gay husband who like treats her
and
like
a glass
queen.
House.
She lives in a literal glass house.
And a daughter named Electra.
And like a close Greek family.
Straight hair, a loving father.
And money. So I think people are jealous haters.
They hate to see a girl boss winning.
They hate to see a girl boss married to a gay daddy with bald. Who's
a bald daddy, and they hate to see a girl boss with long, luscious locks, healthy, shiny hair.
Those who live in glass houses, you're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say.
And Angie K, wasn't she really on... I'll bet that Monica has an axe to grind because Jen just filled her ear with like negative things about Angie K.
Yeah, and I think it's like the Kyle Richards effect right now. Like, she's... All the women are being haters with her because she's, like, doing well.
And I will say that I will never forget Angie K just, like, fucking throwing that party back in Jen's face where she was, like, I was reminded of that today and I was like, you're an MVP for that.
Yeah, scene. She was incredible.
Where she was like, you literally said you'd pay me back. You've never paid me back.
She had the
and
receipts.
Just shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a power move and I was like,
she threw a party to prove that Jen was a scammer, which mm-hmm. I really respect.
Yeah, I like her. Her style is not for me, nor is her husband's, nor is her dog. But
nor
like,
is her house.
I like whatever she's got going on. It's
and
like
that
I'm,
bed.
I'm happy for her. And
the
her bed
scares
that
me.
Literally has its own zip code.
It's literally that Kanye video where all the celebrities...
It's too big.
Yeah.
You don't know what lurks beyond no, the sheets.
There's a shark.
You could literally fall prey to a shark attack in that bed. Like, literally, a shark could be.
No,
in
I know.
Bed.
The bed has currents.
It's waves.
There's two climates.
There are.
There's. You're in
the
one
desert, and then there's. You're on the other side.
What if you were technically like the line of central time and mountain time, literally like split in the bed, and like on
She's
one
on, like,
side of the bed,
border.
You're an hour ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
It's daylight savings time on one side.
Yeah, your clock changes when you move to the other side.
I don't like it.
No.
Not one
but
bit.
But I want her to succeed, and I think all the other women need to stop being haters.
Yeah. What's going to happen? Meredith needs to snap out of it. Or does she?
No, I don't want her to snap out of it.
We're just, no one's talking about this.
No.
So.
But let's just keep it going.
Okay. And it just like, it is how she is. I would actually prefer it because we've done the thing of like people talking about addiction on Bravo shows.
It's
and
never
I kind
done
of,
well.
I kind of just would enjoy a Bravo franchise that has like a clear, like high functioning addict.
I can't, like, the Kim Richards of it all was so dark and just, like, it, and then it went veered into, like, mean places and just bullying.
You know, as long as she's, like, not driving anywhere and, like, the worst things that's happened is she's, like, falling asleep and having to get an IV, she's doing pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best case scenario.
Agreed.
And, like, let her just, like, slur it up.
Slur? Meredith Smarks.
Meredith, I don't know.
Let's do the cult shout out a la Meredith.
Okay.
Barred out.
Sarah Elizabeth. Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson. Brittany Ryan Weiss.
What?
Danielle McMillan. Lady Swamp Witch.
No fucks.
Lazara.
Mazel Top.
Mary. Eliza Twaddle. Maisie McKierney. Mike Earhart, Shern Balm,
Realtor,
Courtney Kesselman, Owsley,
Blizzy,
Mariah Kay, Kathy West, Rochelle Martino,
Matza,
Kit Moore, Hillary, Orlando. Do you think this is how she is when she does cameos?
Orlando,
Nick Sedaris. Emily. Kim Lucas. Pratman.
We have to get a George Santos cameo.
I know.
So we have to go fund because it's like $800 for one.
He's really good at them.
He had one where he went.
He goes, don't let the haters get you down. Like they're going to try and like take you down.
Yeah.
But like,
he
don't
said,
let
all
them.
You need is a little filler and some self-love. I was like. Okay.
He's not wrong.
Also, FBI agent.
When you're right, you're right. I hope he makes $1 million off of Cameo.
And pays his legal fees.
Mm-hmm. He's going to need it.
I know. He's going to need all those monies. He's sitting there in his little room doing cameos all day.
He really did, like, he did the damn thing.
Yeah, he...
I love that for him. I wish that, like, luggage thief had thought...
Where'd they go?
They disappeared. They went off to the nearest airport.
God, that was also really iconic.
That was iconic. And like the luggage, Sam Brinton could have really gotten off their ass and fucking served.
I think it was almost too dark that people were like, ooh.
Yeah, people were like, we don't love this.
And also, they wore orange lipstick, so we were...
It was creepy.
We were
people
all really...
were like... They took one look at those peep toes and they were like, we don't want to know anymore. We know all we need to know.
Okay, goodbye.
But George.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod, love and light.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops,
timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.